Stefan, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. There's the Nash Ensemble. I just heard Destiny Promise You a Bit from The Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns during tomorrow's Classics by Request. Looks like we got a little bit of that in before time. We heard Aquarium from The Carnival of the Animals here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We've got the players of Ensemble Initium joining us a bit later, with music from a composer born in Caracas, Venezuela, Reynaldo Hahn, and a string serenade, not to mention the orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and some music from someone who was a childhood friend of Felix Mendelssohn, who became a fellow composer, a concert piece from one Ferdinand Hiller. That's on the way as well here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Tommy Johnson and friends for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. Continue with music of Antonio Vivaldi, who wrote, it's believed, around over 500 concertos for the violin. The one that we'll listen to may have been a particular favorite of Vivaldi's. It's known as Il Favorito, or The Favorite, with the members of I Solisti Italiani, next on KPR. Members of I Solisti Italiani, and one of Antonio Vivaldi's many concertos, known as Il Favorito, or The Favorite, here on KPR. 12:26 now. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg is going to be joining us in about 10 minutes' time for a concert piece for piano and orchestra from a contemporary and childhood friend of Felix Mendelssohn, music of one Ferdinand Hiller, still to come. Support for KPR today comes from Brad Harsman, a teacher, U.S. Army musician, and longtime Kansas Public Radio supporter, listening from Japan. Brad is wishing a happy Kansas Day to his kids and all of the sons and daughters of Kansas. Thank you for your support, Brad. Here on the KU campus, 24 degrees at the moment. It's not going to get much warmer today. Highs in the mid-20s. We have a chance of flurries this afternoon as well as this evening. A chance of some flurries before 9 with a low of 10 degrees. Looks like it's going to be chilly over the weekend. A high of 21 for Friday and for Friday night, a low of minus 2 with cold wind chills and a high of 19 on Saturday. We have some music next for you from a composer born in Caracas, Venezuela in 1874, but a man who did most of his growing up in Paris. He went by the name of Reynaldo Hahn, an alumni of the Paris Conservatory. Here's a short serenade from Hahn played by the members of Ensemble Initium on KPR. A serenade from Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn, the Wind Ensemble, Ensemble Initium, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:39 now, about 20 minutes until NPR News, at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. They've got our next performance, and it's music by a composer who was a childhood friend and later a contemporary of Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear a concert piece for piano and orchestra from the composer Ferdinand Hiller. Jerome Rose and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg next on KPR. Concert piece for piano and orchestra by the composer Ferdinand Hiller, played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with pianist Jerome Rose on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. It's 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News and classical music in the next hour with music by Mozart, Berlioz, and more. Support for news on KPR comes from Historic Lecompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays, January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Years. Lauren Fryer, NPR News, London.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Mozart to begin things in this 1 p.m. hour, and the overture to his very first opera, composed in his boyhood, the overture to Apollo and Hyacinthus, Greek-inspired mythological music, performed by Capella Istropolitana under conductor Barry Wordsworth. They're on Kansas Public Radio. A bit later this hour, we'll hear music from someone who was a great student of Mozart, a piano trio by one Johann Nepomuk Hummel of Austria. We'll hear as well the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra to hear a collection of symphonic variations based on a tune collected in the north of France from English composer Arthur Somerville called Normandy, a bit later on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We go from mythologically inspired music to Shakespearean inspired music now to hear a concert overture written by French composer Hector Berlioz, a bit of music that reflects the wit and charm of the two romantic leads of Shakespeare's play Much Ado About Nothing. We'll hear the Beatrice and Benedict overture, played by the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Yuri Termikhanov on KPR. Music inspired by Shakespeare, composed by Hector Berlioz, is concert overture to Beatrice and Benedict, romantic leads of the play Much Ado About Nothing. We are the Royal Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. 1:17 now, and ahead in the second half of the hour, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. They've got some English symphonic variations on an old tune that originated in the north of France. We'll hear Normandy by Arthur Somerville in just a bit on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're invited. We hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at FullCircleSustainability.org. Well, this hour of music began with the work of Mozart. We're going to listen next to someone who was one of Mozart's great pupils, learning from Mozart directly, Johann Nepomuk Hummel, who in his time in the early 19th century was considered one of Austria's finest piano virtuosos. We'll hear his seventh piano trio in E-flat major with the Beaux-Arts Trio next on KPR. Piano Trio number 7 in E-flat major from Austrian piano virtuoso and student of Mozart, Johann Nepomuk Hummel, performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio today on KPR. 1:37 now, and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, they've got our next performance. This is a set of so-called symphonic variations, but it's essentially an English symphony from 1913, based on tunes collected in the north of France from English composer Arthur Somerville. They call this Normandy. Martin Brabbins and the BBC Scottish Symphony, next on KPR. Composed in 1913, symphonic variations called Normandy, music collected from the north of France by English composer Arthur Somerville. The performance by the BBC Scottish Symphony, led by Martin Brabbins, with pianist Martin Roscoe on Kansas Public Radio. In the next hour of classical music, more for piano and orchestra, with a concert rondo by Friedrich Chopin. We'll hear as well music of Francais and Respighi, and one of his ancient airs and dances suites. We've got that and much more on the way here on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio and the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
323 points or 1.3%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The recording is of the Rome Symphony Orchestra conductor Francesca Lavecchia, with a little something called the Andantino for orchestra from Italian composer Alfredo Catalani, here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m., we'll have a chance to enjoy Ottorino Respighi and his third suite of ancient airs and dances, not to mention the Black Oak Ensemble with a delightful French string trio, the work of Jean Francais, all a part of things as classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture. January 29th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. In the last hour, we enjoyed some music for piano and orchestra. We've got that very thing for you right now with a concert rondo that was written by Friedrich Chopin in 1828. Some music dedicated to a Polish princess and based on a famous Polish-style dance. We'll listen to the concert rondo called the Krakowiak with the Hamburg Symphony, led by Herbert Bessel and pianist Abby Simon, next on KPR. A concert rondo composed in 1828 by Chopin called the Krakowiak, performed by the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra with pianist Abby Simon, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:25. Stay tuned for the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, joining us in just over 10 minutes' time with Suite Number 3 of Ancient Airs and Dances from Alderino Respighi. Support for KPR today comes from Brad Harsman, a teacher, U.S. Army musician, and longtime Kansas Public Radio supporter, listening from Japan. Brad is wishing a happy Kansas Day to his kids and all of the sons and daughters of Kansas. Thank you for your support, Brad. We have a performance now for you by the Black Oak Ensemble. And the music is from 20th century French composer Jean Francais. This is a exciting string trio in the key of C major, next on KPR. A string trio in C major by contemporary French composer Jean Francais, performed by the Black Oak Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 2:39 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight at 7 p.m., Classics Live. As every Thursday at 7 p.m., tonight another chamber music night from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival. Check out the Prokofiev Quintet for Winds and Strings, and also a string quintet by George Onslow. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., and more classical music from 8 to 9 tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Here on the KU campus, it's 27 degrees currently. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 10 degrees with a chance of flurries around 9 p.m. Looks like we've got some chilly temperatures in store for the weekend, a high of 21 tomorrow. For Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of minus 2 with chilly wind chills. And on Saturday, it's expected to be sunny, although highs only around 19, with a bit of a chance of snow for Saturday night. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org. One more performance for you, and it's given to us by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, with Italian composer Alderino Respighi's music on display. He was a composer with a keen interest in Italy's musical past, which he explored in his trio of suites about Roman history, as well as three suites written in the early 1900s that were based on Italian Renaissance lute pieces, his Ancient Airs and Dances suites, the third of which we'll enjoy next with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by Rico Saccone, next on KPR. Suite number 3 of Ancient Airs and Dances, music based on Italian Renaissance lute pieces, composed by Alderino Respighi, and performed today by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, with conductor Rico Saccone. It's just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. I'm Jeb Watson. I hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's classical music. Later on tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., then we've got an hour of classics from 8 to 9, and as for me, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow with more wonderful music. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.